Good morning, everyone. So yes, we'll conclude our kind of short pause between series. As we've been looking at various Psalms, we'll look at one more this morning, and then we'll begin a series on the book of Judges. So I encourage you to be reading the book of Judges there. And may the Lord bless and encourage and strengthen and shape and form us according to his image through that also. But turn with me, please, this morning to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. This has always been one of my favorite psalms. I think it's a very powerful one, very powerful reminder to, not only a reminder, it's a proclamation of who God is, especially when things are difficult in our lives. We've been singing wonderfully this morning, and thank you for choosing these songs to worship with this morning. That I think we so need to be able to remember and declare that things are not what they appear to be. When things get difficult, it's not that God isn't there. He is there. His kingdom is coming. It is forever. And so these are just wonderful, both reminders and, as I said, proclamations of the truth of God. So follow along with me, please, as I read from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord. How he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is God's word. Let's pray. Father God, as we turn to your word and we hear your name worshiped, proclaimed, shouted here in this psalm, celebrated in this psalm, O Lord God, I pray that your reality and truth would seep deeply into our souls, our hearts, our minds, that we would know you, that we would trust you, that we would be comforted by you now, O Lord God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In this psalm, God is declaring that he is over all, over everything, that he is sovereign. And that's a hard word for us, I think. I mean, obviously we know what it means, but, you know, we are built as a nation on the foundation that we don't want a sovereign, right? That was all our part of it there. So that's not woven into our DNA as a nation there. And it doesn't just mean when we say that God is over everything and God is sovereign, it doesn't just mean that he's the king, though he is. Absolutely. King of kings, Lord of lords is the name we give to Jesus, one of the many titles and names we give to Jesus. But it means that everything is in his control also. That not a sparrow falls to the ground outside of his sovereign will. That not a blade of grass grows. Not one star moves in its course apart from God's hand, his power. And it's to this God, then, that the psalmist writes. And in verses 1 through 3, we see that God is in our troubles. He is there. We're not left on our own. We are never rejected by God, abandoned by God. He is always with us, even when we're going through really hard things in our lives. God is in the trouble. I love this first line. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So a refuge is like a hiding place, a place where we can go to be safe. That's who God is. When we're in trouble, when we're in danger, when we're consumed by the things of the world, when things are hard, God is our safe place, our protected place, where we can come and rest and be safe. A place where we can hide away, be watched over, be cared for. He is our refuge. He is also our strength. We come to him, and he is the one who has the ability, who has the power to protect us. It's this beautiful picture of a loving parent who says, come to me when you are sad and you are troubled. I will protect you, and I have the strength to take care of you. I remember, I think I shared this story years ago, but I remember when I was a kid, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years old or so, and there was some other kids in the neighborhood who were playing in our front yard, and there was this older, very big guy who was a bit of a bully, who I remember was really into wrestling, whatever. And he was like, you know, come on, we're gonna wrestle now, right? And he was like, I mean, he would have messed me up totally. I would just would have been, you know, wouldn't have been pretty. And so I'm like trying to figure out, how do I get out of this situation? How do I keep from not getting a broken bone or, you know, being embarrassed and all this? And all of a sudden, so in the front yard, right, all of a sudden our front door slams open and out storms my dad. And he goes up to this kid and he starts going, "You want to see some wrestling moves? You want some wrestling moves, right?" And this kid, this big, he's, "Oh no, I'm so sorry. Just, you know. And of course, I'm horrified, so embarrassed, and so thankful, right? It was my dad, and he had the strength to protect me, right? And I just think it's such a, you know, it's a little glimpse, just a little, you know, a little flavoring there of our God has all power to protect us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we're in trouble, he's there. He's there. He's with us. It's one of the reasons that we have the sign up, this flag up of Emmanuel, right? Which is speaking of Jesus, and it was another name of Jesus, God with us. Right? And we celebrate that God took on human form with Jesus, and he came down to earth and was with us. But it's also saying that God is with us right here, right now. When we go home, when we go throughout the week, when we go to the doctor's appointment, when we go into the difficult conversations, and we go into the conflict, and we go into all of our problems, and we go into the sufferings of our minds and our hearts and our bodies, he's with us. He's with us. He'll never leave us. John 10 has this picture. John chapter 10 says, nothing can take us out of God's hand. God's big, loving, strong, gentle, tender hand, nothing can take us out, right? Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So there's the truth of God. There's the reality of who God is. He's a refuge. He's strong. And he's always with us. And then the beginning of verse 2, we get one of my favorite words in all the Bible, right? I know we always make kind of jokes about it, right? It's the first word of verse 2. Therefore. And what do? When we see a therefore, we ask, what's it there for? Why does it say therefore? Right? So we've just been told who God is. So what? Great. Now what? Based on the truth that God's our refuge, our strength, and always with us, what happens then? What do we do then? What's the result of that? Therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear. We will not fear. Now, I often fear. I don't like to admit it, you know. I don't like to experience it. Everything makes me anxious. And so I wrestle with this. But I believe the stated truth here is that based on who God is, I need not fear anything. Anything. And it gets pretty intense as to what we don't have to fear. Though the earth gives way. Anyone ever been in an earthquake? I haven't. I never have. You know, I can't even imagine like a serious earthquake, you know. Just that sense of the very ground, which is the thing you depend on the most. Like you don't even think about, well, is the ground going to be shaky today? No, it's just, that's done. It's solid. We count on that. And that's moving around. And that's just, but even if the earth were to give away and fall and, you know, craters and sinkholes, and no need to fear. Though the mountain be moved into the heart of the sea, we see Mount Katahdin flying across, you know, the eastern seaboard and going into the Atlantic. No need to fear. though the oceans are roaring and foaming up, though the mountains themselves start to shake and tremble and break apart, no need to fear. No need to fear. What? Are you crazy? Why? Because God is our refuge and our strength, and He's always with us. He's always with us. God is in the trouble. Second, in verses 4-7, God is in His kingdom. This is a picture here of God reigning and ruling in His kingdom. Now, we need to change our thinking a little bit when we think about what is God's kingdom, right? We tend to associate a kingdom or nation or whatever with geographic borders, right? And that's why we think about heaven, we think, oh, that's up in the sky somewhere, right? But God's kingdom isn't geographically bound. It's not a territory. It doesn't have so many acres and coordinates and boundaries. God's kingdom is where He reigns in the hearts of His people, wherever that is. Okay? And so this picture here isn't just to show a geographic area, like it's somewhere else, and God's over there, and we're over here, and oh man, we're, you know. No, remember, God is with us. Always. So this is a picture here of God reigning, of God's power, of God as in control. Because He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's part of the picture, verse 4. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God. And the river, river of life, is also pictured in the book of Revelation, in Genesis at the creation story. When he's talking about the Garden of Eden, he uses as a descriptor of location, which is not the point for us to try to find this location. He uses rivers, the convergence of three rivers that come together. With rivers, there's life. Right? Water bringing life, this moving water bringing blessing and life here. And this river, these streams in the middle of God's city, it makes the city glad. This is the holy habitation, the holy home of the Most High. God's right there. God's in the midst of her. And there's no therefore. This is the middle of verse 5. God is in the midst of her, semicolon, but there's an implied therefore, I would suggest. She shall not be moved. You mean God's here? You mean God's with us? Nothing's going to shake us. Nothing's going to defeat us. Nothing's going to take us down. God will help her when morning dawns. Yeah, well, God, it can get pretty bad, you know. Things can get pretty awful. Verse 6, the nations rage, the kingdoms totter, right? And Israel experiences. This wasn't some a literary device for the nation of Israel. They experienced armies on their doorstep, defeating them. In the midst of the nations raging and the kingdoms tottering, God utters His voice, and the earth melts. You think you're so powerful, mighty nations, strong armies? You think you're so powerful with your intelligence and your technology? And all? God speaks, it all ceases. The beautiful refrain of verse 7, which also closes the psalm, then just again this for us to hold on to this truth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Well, third and final in verses 8 through 11, we see that God is in all the earth, everywhere. He's with us in troubles. He's with us in his kingdom, but he is also in all the earth. I love verse 8, this beautiful invitation. Invitation to us, but also an invitation that I think we can extend to anyone and everyone. New study. Oh, I forget where it came from. Shoot. I apologize. I wish I actually could quote the source, and I can't. Ah, that's not very helpful. But a new study read this week, 80% of non-believers would come to church if they were asked. That's up a lot. That's up a lot. 80% say, yeah, if someone asked me, I'd go to church. Anyways, side thought. Here's an invitation. Come. Behold the works of the Lord. Come see God's works. Now, here's a bit of a scary line. How he has brought desolations on the earth. And when I first read that, I got like, whoa, are we celebrating God bringing judgment and destruction? No, we're celebrating and inviting people to see his power in the midst of these wars, in the midst of all the turmoil on the earth, that God is in control. And if God speaks, the earth melts. Verse 9, he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth, the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. God's in all the earth. It doesn't mean he is condoning all that's being done. Oh, there is so much evil. And this is where I think, for me, the rubber hits the road. God, you're all powerful. You're everywhere. You're all knowing. But there's all these bad things happening. How do I bring those together? Well, God says, that's why I'm giving you this psalm. Because you're not going to understand all that's going on and transpiring in life. That's why we worship and sing, be still my soul. Things are really hard at different times in our lives, in the lives of our families, our neighborhoods, our nation, the world. And into that, God speaks his word and says, I know. I know, but I am with you, and I am all-powerful, and I am in control of all the little things. I am sovereign over all the things that are going on. Again, doesn't say therefore, but verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He's pointing future. I know it's hard right now, but I am coming. My kingdom, which you're just getting a little taste of now, is going to be complete and perfect and beautiful. And closes with the reminder again, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let us be still and know that I am God, says the Lord, that God is with us. We don't know what we're going to face this week. Some things we know. Some things are going to be glorious, joyful. Let us pause and celebrate and thank God for all of his sweet blessings. And some of them are going to be really hard and painful. But even through those, God is with us. And he is at work to redeem all of the bad things in our lives, even things we cause ourselves. And he is building his kingdom. Let's pray. Father God, help us to be still this week and know that you are our God. To know that you love us so much that you sent Jesus Christ to die on a cross. That all who believe in him are rescued, are saved for all eternity. And help us, Lord, to trust in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.